Coast AM or on Dave and Joyce's broadcast. I kept meaning in the last year to get him on, but for some reason with some guests it just falls through the cracks. But we did get him on, and he's Andre Eglishan, and we are just honored to Eglishan. I can't seem to, it's a great name, can't seem to pronounce that properly, Andre Eglishan. And his website is just a great site, and we'll tell you how to visit that as well. It's talktoandre.com. We're linked to that at Infowars.com right now if you want to go over there and visit that. And, I mean, he's really up to speed on the criminal Federal Reserve, this private banking cartel. He knows all about the New World Order, and he's just one more wonderful voice out there fighting this global crime syndicate. He's also on the radio in the morning on WSRF in Florida, so we'll tell you about that as well. Andre, it's a real pleasure to have you on with us.
Well, it's a pleasure and an honor to be with you as well, Alex.
Tell us a little bit about yourself and how you woke up to the Matrix.
Well, it all started when I first was made aware that the Federal Reserve is a privately owned company. It's a cartel. It's a corporation that's set up for profit. When I found that out, then it hit me like a ton of bricks. This is not right, because I had read the Constitution and studied it a little bit, and I found, you know, it to be diametrically opposed with Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution. Paragraph 5 specifically states that Congress alone shall print our money, or shall coin our money, and establish the weights and measures thereof. Then I started seeing that much of the precious metals were taken out of our money in 1964, I believe it was, and this bothered me, and the more I began to study the Federal Reserve System, the more I felt compelled as an American citizen, in fulfillment of my responsibilities as a fourth branch of checks and balances in this country, to make as many people aware about it as possible. So this has led me to write my book, Thieves in the Temple, America Under the Federal Reserve System, to simply try to raise awareness as to what is controlling our monetary policy in this country.
Now, there was another book called Secrets of the Temple, and why do you and others call it the Temple?
Well, back during the time of the Messiah in Israel, the Temple was the center of commerce. Although Herod ruled Galilee during his life, the real power was in the hands of the Sanhedrin Council. One of the areas of business that they were dominant in was the area of money.
Money changers that Christ whipped.
Absolutely. And it's the only time you read about him using force in his ministry was when he drove those money changers out of the temple for debauching the currency at that particular time.
That is currency manipulation. You had to buy a particular coin for a particular sacrifice. They would only accept a certain coin, and they would make you pay for it in other real currency at a much higher level. It was a fiat currency they created.
That's exactly right. And even the Bible itself, you know, talks about that kind of dishonest manipulation of currency. You can read about it in Amos 8 and 4. It gives you the definition of what inflation is and how it was being done during biblical times. I'll read that verse for you. It reads, "Hear this, O ye that swallow up the needy, even to make the poor of the land to fail, saying, when will the new moon be gone that we may sell corn? And the Sabbath, that we may set forth wheat, making the ephah small," that's artificially reducing the value of that currency, "and the shekel great," that's artificially increasing the value of that currency, "and falsifying the balances by deceit," or in other words, they're dishonestly manipulating money, and the exchange of money in their favor, continuing, "that we may buy the poor for silver." And that's exactly what they're doing. They have bought the poor for silver in our country today. They have instituted a very draconian form of debt slavery, and it is tied to the type of rape and murder and torture and human rights atrocities that we're seeing going on right now in the Congo and Sudan and in so many other places in various and sundry times in our history.
Any country, whether they're good, bad, or ugly, whether it's Serbia or Iraq, anybody that doesn't let the private global central banks, the IMF, World Bank, Exim Bank, in to control things, they are in short order invaded and taken over.
Absolutely. We don't care how despotic a regime is to their own people. As long as they will allow the United States unfettered access to the resources that are prerequisites for the industrialization of any society, of our society, and particularly in the future here in the 21st century.
And about three years ago, some of the World Bank documents came out. They want control of those resources so those countries cannot industrialize and cannot be self-sufficient.
Absolutely. We want to be able to control the rate, pace, and sequence of the industrialization or the development of our civilization as much as possible. And Carol Quigley talks about that in the beginning of his book, Tragedy and Hope. And this is something that has been going on for a long, long time. But, you know, when we give this aid to these despotic regimes, some of it ends up recirculating around the world in search of a higher return on the investment, fleeing from the inflationary aspects of their softer currencies. You know, we think that this money is actually benefiting the civilians in these countries, but it's not. It's all being used as a pacifier for these despots. And the moment they get a leader that rises up and saying, no, we want more equity from our resources, then the policy is no longer engagement, but it becomes confrontation, and we will either call him a communist. Well, that was before the wall came down. Now you will be labeled a terrorist, and you'll be taken out of power.
Now, for those that just joined us, because most of my listeners predominantly know what the Federal Reserve is, but a large group doesn't understand it. I mean, they think Federal Express is federal because it says federal. They think, you know, a local bank called Federal Savings is federal when it's not federal. Explain to people the history of the Federal Reserve, how it operates, how it's designed to put you into debt. It's impossible for a country to be solvent while under this parasitic system.
Well, briefly, the Federal Reserve is America's fourth failed experiment with a privately owned central bank. We had three others prior to this one. Bankers have always wanted to control, and monetary scientists have always wanted to control the issuance of money and to have control over interest rates. This is what started in our country when Robert Morris, a Philadelphia banker during the Revolution, created the Bank of North America, which was our first failed experiment with a privately owned central bank. They were given a two-year charter, and they miserably bankrupted the country. Then Alexander Hamilton worked to create the first bank of the United States, which was our second failed experiment with a privately owned central bank. They did the same thing. They debauched our money and created debt slavery in America, and the people took to the streets and revolted. Unfortunately, at that time, just as today, people don't know what to ask for. That's why I wrote this book. Then Andrew Jackson fought Nicholas Biddle, who was the guy who ran the third failed experiment with a privately owned central bank.
And they tried to assassinate Hamilton.
Twice they tried to kill Andrew Jackson, and he even remarked about it. He said, the bank is trying to kill me, but I'm going to kill it.
Yeah, exactly. That was Jackson, and of course, people got a little bit mad at Hamilton, and he had something bad happened to him.
Yeah, that's true. He was killed in a duel with Aaron Burr. And then now, you know, after Andrew Jackson killed the Second Bank of the United States in 1836, so we went through a wildcat period when banking in America was largely unregulated, the bankers concocted a scheme to create a fourth privately owned central bank in this country in 1913, and that's the Federal Reserve. And it was snuck through Congress on December 23rd when everybody was away for Christmas. There was only three members of Congress present there, and they were all cronies of the bank, and the bill passed unanimously. Woodrow Wilson signed it into law the very next day, and we had a fourth privately owned central bank that came on the heels of four periods of extreme monetary crisis in our country.
And then they created the taxing mechanism with the 16th Amendment, the income tax, and at the same time, the 17th Amendment, taking our senators who were appointed by the elected legislatures, giving states a power veto over the federal government, and transferred them to Washington.
That is exactly right. The 16th Amendment was never fully ratified by the necessary number of states, and it is the amendment that established what the Supreme Court deemed several times in the 19th century was unconstitutional, and that is a federal income tax. So, you know, for all intents and purposes, for the last 91 years, they've been confiscating the American people's wealth in the open illegally.
Now, we're going to break here in a second, but I want to go over how the Federal Reserve works and explain to people this sleight of hand, this fraud, how this scam works, because people say, well, you know, the Federal Reserve, they've been doing a great job, but right after the Federal Reserve got power, then they gave us a Great Depression, and they've bragged that all of this is engineered.
Well, you're absolutely right, and most economists, even in the academic world, have concluded that the Great Depression and the stock market crash of the 1929 through 1939 was the result of malign policies coming out of the Federal Reserve System. So this is an accepted assessment of the role of the Fed in our history. How the Fed works, there are two schools of thought. One says that the Fed simply reacts to problems in the economy, and the other school of thought says that the Fed works to manipulate the economy.
But I mean, obviously, it's the second case, because Greenspan routinely says, "I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that."
Oh, I mean, you're talking about Alan Greenspan. Now, here it is. Back in 1996, this guy talked about irrational exuberance, and we all remember the irrational exuberance speech. You know, we're spending too much; the deficits are too high.
Andre, we got a break. Tell us about the irrational exuberance and the Bohemian Grove member Greenspan when we get back on the other side of this quick break. PrisonPlanet.tv is the website. Stay with us.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I've been using Avacor now for 4 months, and it's a great product. They back everything with a money-back guarantee. It works.
My hair hasn't looked this good in over 15 years.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Even if hair loss runs in the family, Avacor can help you regrow your own natural hair. Call 1-800-548-5910. That's 1-800-548-5910. 5910. Call now for your free month supply. Call 1-800-548-5910. That's 1-800-548-5910.
The war on terrorism. Will it be fought overseas, or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
One of America's greatest patriots, Patrick Henry, said, "Give me liberty or give me death." It was Patrick Henry who forced the Bill of Rights to be added to the Constitution, your unalienable or unchangeable right to religious freedom, freedom of the press, freedom of speech, or the right to own a gun. There are certain movements underway to strip you of these unalienable, unchangeable rights today. To help you grasp the loss of these freedoms, we'll send you absolutely free a one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. It's absolutely free. Operators are standing by to assist you. Just call right now.
We're talking to Andre Eglashan, talk show host in Florida, author of a new book, Thieves in the Temple. And a little bit later, we'll tell you how to get this powerful book that I recommend everybody purchase. And after you're done reading it, share it with your friends and family. Andre, let's get into the brass tacks. Later we'll get into who controls the Federal Reserve and how it's just a unit of this global banking cartel. But I want to get into the specifics for people to understand how the scam works. I mean, it's because of the Federal Reserve that a car that cost $15,000 10 years ago cost $30,000. It's because of the Federal Reserve that 30, 40 years ago, a guy could have a blue-collar job and have a nice house and a two-car garage and put one of his children through college and go on vacations. Now you can't. It's because of the Federal Reserve system and their own documents that both the man and woman basically have to work. Let's go over how the Federal Reserve actually operates.
Well, the way they get money into the money supply is two ways. They can either buy bonds on the open market. The federal government will write a bond, an IOU. These are purchased by the Federal Reserve System, and this adds money to the money supply. And every time the money is deposited into a bank, the bank can then loan 10 times that amount based on that deposit as a reserve. So when you take this loan from a bank and you go and you spend it into the economy and other people deposit it into their banks, it also is multiplied by a factor of 10 because of the fractional reserve law by which the banks operate. This expands our money supply geometrically, and the more money we have in circulation, the less the money is worth. Now, the Federal Reserve looks at, excuse me, I'm so sorry, they look at statistics that are reported by the Department of Labor, the Department of Commerce, you know, everything from industrial production to housing statistics, consumer price index, consumer credit, the producer price index, and GDP, and they meet with the Federal Open Market Committee, and they decide at that point to whether or not they're going to raise or lower interest rates. And this is the second way in which money is created by the Federal Reserve System, by raising and lowering the discount rate, which is the where banks go to borrow money to facilitate loans. In this way, they control how much your house is going to cost. They control whether or not you have a job tomorrow morning.
And that gives this private group, because the Federal Reserve stock is held privately, total control, and at the same time, they're able to then give the banks they control this power to engage in fractional reserve banking, and then they are able to literally buy up the world. And if you're not a banker, you're going to pay interest on money that is literally just zeros and ones in a computer. And then when you don't pay those debts, they then get to repossess your home. I mean, it's like all the credit cards. They say they're going to keep sending credit cards out. As soon as you're economically solvent, they stop sending you credit cards. But if you're a college student who's in debt, they just keep sending more and more. And now they're talking about types of debtor prisons in this country.
You're absolutely correct. I mean, it's the biggest scam that's ever been perpetrated upon mankind. I mean, you can make electronic bookkeeping entries in a computer and enslave the entire world. There's nothing tangible exchanging hands anymore. And the collapse of the Bretton Woods system in 1971, when Richard Nixon took us off the gold standard, allowed these international bankers to do this on an international scale. And the American taxpayer is the co-signer for much of this debt. You know, and it wreaks havoc around the world. And the Fed is actually pulling their hair out, trying to deal with the hot money or stateless capital that's generated as a result of many of these loans that are made to developing countries. Many of them have despotic leaders without any prudent regard for risk assessment. The money comes back to America. It's invested in our capital and financial markets. They're trying to be sheltered from runaway inflation in their own country. And when the money leaves our country, it wreaks havoc on our market. And this is a major problem for our central bank today in dealing with the scope and the mania of stateless capital around the world. And I have a whole chapter in my book on stateless capital.
But at the same time, the IMF and World Bank go to these thugs, openly tell them, don't pay this loan off, just sign over your people's resources to us.
Absolutely.
So they designed it that way.
Absolutely, 100%. You're hitting the nail dead on the head. Look, if it were not for the cobalt, the copper, the diamonds, and all the other minerals, particularly in West Africa, in the Congo right now, the columbite tantalite, which is also called coltan. It's vital to the manufacture of cell phones, jet engines, airbags, night vision goggles, fiber optics, capacitors. You can't have computers without this stuff. And
but the globalists were able to go in, give loans to dictators for pennies on the dollar, what those countries actually have in wealth.
And militarize them.
And the people never see any of it. Stay with us.
Absolutely.
And it's the same scam here, ladies and gentlemen. It's all about control. It's not a free market. We'll break this down when we get back and talk about the new World Bank head. Oh, that's right, good old Wolfowitz.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Soon the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call toll free 888-211-1715 and receive the book, The Bible Says, for free. There is absolutely no obligation. No one will call you and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. We just want to make sure you know the truth. Get your free book, The Bible Says, by calling toll free 888-211-1715. Again, that's 888-211-1715.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you and your family members getting enough minerals in their daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. Kids who may not be doing as well in school and having a hard time studying ought to be looking at a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a total free call for C Minerals at 877-817-9829 and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost in the immune system. C Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful and energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help from Minerals from the Sea. Call for C Minerals today at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
Margaret and Robert and James and Art, everybody, your calls are coming up here in about 10 minutes or so. We're going to have Andre Eglishan on with us throughout the balance of the broadcast, the next hour and 26 minutes to be precise. Before we go back to Mr. Eglishan, I want to encourage each and every one of you that is joining us to get my new film. It's my best film, my most professionally produced, my most hard-hitting. It is Martial Law 911 Rise of the Police State. It's really three films in one, 2 hours, 35 minutes long. The first 35 minutes covers the hover blimps, the sound cannons, the police arresting innocent protesters and media and threatening to arrest us at the RNC. Then we spend an hour on 9/11. It's a 9/11 documentary in and of itself. I interview locals. I cover the, you know, the Zogby poll, where half of New Yorkers think the government's behind 9/11. I cover how 9/11 was carried out by the globalists. Then for the third hour, we show you what makes them tick, their ideology, their philosophy. We show how Skull and Bones and Bohemian Grove are Germanic death cult offshoots of the Order of Death, or the Order of the Death's Head, that the Nazis grew out of. We then explore Arnold Alois Schwarzenegger. We then explore the Bushes and the Nazis. And it ends with Bush giving his inaugural speech, his swearing in, and we show for the last 10 minutes how they're destroying the Bill of Rights and Constitution. Three films in one, $25.95. I want every single solitary one of you out there to stop procrastinating and to get this video or the other great videos I carry or I produce, and the book I've written, the book I carry, the book I published, Paul Watson's book, all the materials, the books on tape, you name it, at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. You can order hard copies right there on the website, or you can call toll-free to get the new film or any of the films, 1-888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Or you can simply write to me, Alex Jones, it's $25.95, three films in one. Write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And last but not least, you can also write to me, again, as I just said, 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704, or order via the Safe Secure Online Shopping Cart at Infowars.com, or go to PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day, monthly and yearly subscriptions. Read my book, read Paul Watson's book, watch my weekly TV show, hear my best audio interviews, watch all my films, dozens of other great films we've been authorized to post. Monthly and yearly subscriptions, PrisonPlanet.tv. And that cost that we charge just pays for the bandwidth. Barely does. And then at the same time, I hope that you get Andre's book, Thieves in the Temple. Thieves in the Temple, America Under the Federal Reserve System. It is getting rave reviews. It is selling quite nicely. And by the way, the network has it at cost. And the network has chosen to sell this book. You know, I have guests on every day that we don't sell their materials. I'm not selling it. I should sell it, but I encourage the network to sell it because it is so important. So you support the network and what Andre's doing. Give him a call at 800-686-2237 and tell him that you want the book Thieves in the Temple for $14.95. It's a big book. 800-686-2237, or go to GCNLive.com, GCNLive.com, and link through to their secure online shopping cart and order Thieves in the Temple. So you get a great book that will inform you. You'll be an expert on the Federal Reserve. You can then give it as a gift after you've read it, inform others. You'll also support the network and our satellites and everything we do, and you'll support Andre Eglishan, who's doing just a fabulous job. So again, 800-686-2237, or go to GCNLive.com, click through to the GCN store, and you'll notice most of the stuff there is about the Federal Reserve because it's so important to expose this. This is the foundation and the power base, the blood supply, and the brain of the New World Order in this country. So please take action. Andre, getting into what they do in third world countries and what they're preparing to now do here in America, how this scam works. Tell us all about it.
Well, basically the way it works is that these countries have now become addicted to fiat money, or money that's totally unbacked by gold, silver, or any other commodity that has intrinsic value. These countries are signing on to the World Bank and the IMF's initiatives because they don't have the infrastructure in their country to build an established business dynamic there. And the people aren't making enough money to support commercial businesses in their own countries. Therefore, they're living on credit cards, just like the average American is today. They're living on borrowed money from the West. And the Federal Reserve System and the World Bank can create as much money of this money as they want out of nothing at all. And this is why it's particularly interesting that Paul Wolfowitz, the former Assistant Secretary of Defense, is now being nominated as President of the World Bank. Alex, what I'm seeing is a rapid recentralization of power in this country under the neoconservative ideology. And you're also going to have this guy, Faith, is going to leave as Undersecretary of the Treasury of the Defense Department policy. He's going to leave a hole there in the Department of Defense. Now you have Condoleezza Rice there. We already seen where her attitude is towards the world, and that she's thumbing her nose at everyone that has a confrontation with the United States. She's canceled trips to Canada and to Egypt and everywhere else wherein they don't greet them with a red carpet. And consequently, what we're going to see is a coalescing of these three organizations, the Department of Defense, the State Department, and the World Bank, all doing the bidding of neocons out of the Bush White House.
Well, Marine Corps Brigadier General Smedley Butler, who they tried to hire for a coup d'etat to set up a fascist dictatorship along the lines and to merge with Hitler, he'd been all over the world, and he said back then, if they don't let our banks take control, we invade.
Absolutely.
And he was talking about Latin America and Africa and Asia and the predominantly in the Pacific.
Or we'll implement a low-intensity coup d'etat. Either way it goes, the leader will not be allowed to stand. The policy will shift from one of engagement to one of confrontation.
And to be clear, America is used by the parasites that have hijacked the central nervous system, the executive branch of the government, to go out and be the bully or the big doppelganger to take over.
You're absolutely correct, and it's happening all over the world. It has been for quite some time. It is the prime reason why we saw the Latin American debt crisis in the 80s. It's the prime reason why we saw the Asian financial crisis in the 90s, and it's the prime reason we're seeing a financial crisis today. I mean, never before have we had such a luxurious recession in America, because if they included the housing figures and the equity bubble in their assessments of the inflation index, if the Federal Reserve included those figures like they properly should, then inflation would be double digits in America today.
Well, I want to stop right there. I want to stop right there because this is key. Here's another example. They say we've got all these people off unemployment. No. When someone runs out of unemployment and doesn't get a job, they go off the unemployment rolls and that number's not used.
That's right.
They also use people working two jobs, so they look at 287 million people in the 2000 census and say, well, and then they count all these millions of people that have two, three jobs as separate people having jobs. That's another scam they pull. But to understand this, folks, what Andre is saying is fact. It's the simple base numbers of what we're dealing with. I mean, Austin was the number one city in the U.S. with the fastest growing economy until early 2001 when they popped the bubble right before 9/11 and used it as a smokescreen. Now, almost everybody I know has lost their high-tech job or taken a 70% cut. People are all having to sell their houses or get another mortgage. Now that money's running out. Private debt, corporate debt, government debt. The average American is spending like $1.20 for every dollar they bring in. The economy is in shambles. Gas prices are going above $2 a gallon. Real inflationary trends are off the Richter scale. But meanwhile, you watch the nightly news, they're telling you how great the economy is, so you feel like you're alone. You feel like you're a loser. Everybody else must be doing great. It's total smoke and mirrors.
You got that right, Alex, and it's all because they refuse to index in the precipitous rise in home values over the last 4 years, as well as this huge, huge equity bubble we have out there. The only thing Alan Greenspan has done since his irrational exuberant speech, when he told us we're acquiring too much debt, and then just two or three weeks ago in his address to the House Budget Committee, when he talked again about the impending problem of our deficits, the only thing he did was not pay attention to his own advice and pump unprecedented liquidity into our economy. It is the prime reason why people have gone out and they bought so much. It is the prime reason why Asia's economy is expanding right now, and industrialization of Asia is made possible because of the liquidity that's been pumped into our society. And the main reason why they did it, the main reason why they want these home values so high, is that it is a deficit reduction tool, and it's another mechanism to transfer the wealth of the American peoples into the coffers of these banks and these corporations. The more these houses are worth, the more they're going to tax you on it. The more taxes they collect, the more they can fund their schemes
of
tax cuts for the rich in this war in Iraq.
And for those who don't understand this, ladies and gentlemen, you need to understand that when the bubble busts, which they designed these to do, then they're going to call in all those notes, and you're going to see something that makes the Great Depression look like a
tea party. You're going to see a wave of foreclosures in this country unlike anything we've ever seen before. You know, the prudent advice would be to buy some land in the country somewhere, because the cities are going to become so gangsterfied you will not be able to live in them. They're going to be totally uninhabitable. And we have a clear case to take and look at. We have a precedent
Argentina.
That's already been set here in our own backyard. If you look at the island of Jamaica, it has only 2.3 million people, but they got the fifth highest murder rate on the face of the earth. Why? Partly because after 9/11, much of the resources that were used to interdict drugs and to deal with the money laundering and all of the aspects of drug proliferation, as the Caribbean is one major hub for drug distribution in our hemisphere, it was all reallocated back to America for so-called national security purposes and for defending us in the war on 9/11. Well, what has happened was a climate of gangsterification has taken over these islands. You can scarcely walk out of your door without being murdered down there today.
Piracy is back.
Absolutely.
But listen, a bigger example is Argentina.
Oh, yeah.
They were dollarized. They had the highest standard of living in Latin America. They had a huge middle class. Literally, it's all gone, and we got the World Bank documents. Joseph Stiglitz quit, and they were released. Chief Economist, World Bank. It was all engineered to destroy their economy, and they played ball.
Absolutely. The peso is toast down there right now, and the people just don't know what to ask for. And that's why I wrote my book, Thieves in the Temple, to give the American people some reference as to what's happening to them. We don't have a healthy perspective on our economy today because they shroud economic and monetary policy in mystery. They want it to remain as ambiguous as possible, and they want to maintain their most cherished asset, which is their anonymity. As long as we don't see what they're doing, as long as they can operate in secret, they can continue to pillage and plunder every living thing on the earth.
Let me throw this in, and then we're going to go to some calls. We're going to have Andre with us for the balance of the broadcast. It's wonderful information. We're right on target, ladies and gentlemen. Here's an example. Until 1959, in major polls, 95% of Americans, I was just researching this in more detail last night, 95% of Americans did not believe that organized crime existed. They did not believe that La Cosa Nostra existed because J. Edgar Hoover told them it didn't. Until in a farmhouse up back east, the local state police went ahead and busted them because the FBI wouldn't put a stop to it. Now, that was one small, the Italian mob was one small part of the bigger puzzle. But the point is, people didn't even know something existed that was huge for decades and decades just because the mafia spent so much time and money paying off the media. It's the same thing with the Federal Reserve. It's totally public. It's operating in plain view. But because they own and control the media, nobody talks about it. They are right out in the open. They are organized crime. These are the families that are hell-bent on bringing in a new world order. And it's time for us to force an awakening to the real mafia, the banking cartels.
You're absolutely right.
Let's go ahead and take a call. And, before we do that, Andre, just put a quick plug in for your book that, by the way, Genesis is carrying.
Okay, Genesis is carrying the book, so you guys can get in contact with Alex Jones's network, and you can purchase a copy of the book there, and he'll give you the number. The book is doing fantastic. We went to number 38 on Amazon.com. The book is called Thieves in the Temple, America Under the Federal Reserve System, and it is exposing the anatomy and physiology of this juggernaut, which has enslaved every living thing on the face of the earth. So you can also, you can order the book online. Just Google the title, Thieves in the Temple, and it'll come up. You can order it from the Genesis Network. You can order it directly from my publisher, MilliganBooks.com. It's out there, and I'm encouraging everybody to read this book, pass it on to their friends, not for me to make money. That's not what this is about. This is about waking up this
country. I hope you make money so you can fight it on a larger scale.
Oh, I got another book in the wings.
Well, we've all got to fund what we're doing. I mean, the globalists have the money. That's why they're winning. 800-686-2237. It's the same price as it is on Amazon. 800-686-2237 or GCNlive.com. Let's go ahead and go to Margaret in Oklahoma. Margaret, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. I just want to thank you for all the hard work you're doing on this stuff. And it's really scary about this back hole business, but I have a little encouragement, if I may. Back in the days of Noah, God said that there's nothing that they won't get into, so he sent a flood. Now, in our day today, our hope is in a sentence in Matthew 24.
Ma'am, are you on a cordless telephone?
No.
Okay.
You're not here?
Yeah, your phone's real bad, but go ahead.
I know. Anyway, today we have a good sentence in Matthew 24 and verse 22. It says, and speaking of our time, Jesus said, except those days be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Our Savior is not going to let us be consumed by a black hole.
I hear you, and I appreciate the call. Thanks for the call. For Andre, if you just joined us earlier and missed the first hour, BBC Lab Fireball may be black hole, and they're doing these super collider superconducting tests that the majority of top physicists are saying could cause a chain reaction that would kill all life on the planet, maybe even blow up our sun and the solar system. And they're admitting now that they believe they've created a black hole in a New York laboratory. Does that sound like something good to you?
No, it doesn't. I mean, you know, we experiment in things that we don't fully understand. And I am a proponent of the model of the Earth's geological history known as catastrophism rather than uniformitarianism. And that is that changes in our Earth happen very quickly over very short periods of time. We go through these various cataclysms, and they're playing around with something that could bring about another cataclysm. Our Department of Defense has experimented with the electromagnetic, with trying to weaponize everything.
Stay there. We'll talk about it. We'll talk about it when we get back.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Talking to Andre Eglishan, written the book Thieves in the Temple. He's going to be with us into the next hour. I want to cover 9/11, get his take on that, and where he thinks things are going in the future. The globalists create order out of chaos, and they're power mad up in their ivory towers. And Andre, you were bringing up electromagnetic weapons, seismic weapons. The Secretary of Defense Cohen talked about in a press conference back in 97. They admit in mainstream publications that the Pentagon's developed antimatter weapons. Now they're coming out today and admitting that they've developed space planes. Things are a lot more advanced than they let the public know, aren't they?
Absolutely. Information is disseminated to the public in a very skewed way. In everything from advances in military technology to the health status of our economy. I mean, they only tell us a partial version of the story. They don't tell us the complete thing. You know, they want to keep us dumbed down and ignorant so they can continue to manipulate us. But thanks to people like you, you know, out here on the radio, telling the people what the social architects of our society don't want us to know, and what the monetary scientists and their poodles in government don't want us to know, the American people do stand a chance.
Yeah, the globalists are very good at creating crises and then posing as our saviors. The number one thing I try to do is explain to people that they're engineering the crises. Every time we track it back, it's the globalists' handiwork
and
their
fingerprints. It's all the Hegelian dialect. I mean, you create a problem, you offer a solution to the problem, that's going to engender the desired result that you want in the first time. I mean, it's been going on for a long, long time.
What I try to do, though, is point that out to people so that they realize that running to the people that did it in the first place isn't going to help them.
That is exactly right. We, the people, must arm ourselves with information and with knowledge. It's the great equalizer, and I do believe, and it's based upon the history of our country and our experiments with privately owned central banks, that every time these banks have put America into dire straits from an economic perspective, the people have risen up and they've demanded a change. But we've not known what to ask for. Now, I think thanks to the freedom movement, thanks to guys like you, and with my book, Thieves in the Temple, and all the other great authors that came before me, G. Edward Griffin, Anthony Sutton, and others that have written about this topic, hopefully the American people are starting to get some kind of a reference.
Well, Ron Paul has introduced bills of a way to get rid of the Federal Reserve.
Absolutely.
And it'd be very good for the economy. Let's talk to Robert in Denver, then James, Art, Dean, and others. Robert, go ahead.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thanks so much for taking my call. Appreciate it. Mr. Sean, I have never heard of you until about 2 or 3 weeks ago when you were on Coast to Coast George Nearing. And then I heard you on Radio Liberty with Dr. Montes. I must say you have an absolute obscene and incredible depth and breadth of knowledge of the Federal Reserve and the money system, how it all works. And I plan on getting a copy of your book, Thieves in the Temple. I tip my hat to you, Andre. You're incredible.
Thank you.
Quick question. Michael Trudeau, who is with Colonial Assets up in Minnesota, predicts that one day in the not-too-distant future there will be a banking emergency like in the 30s where the country closes all the banks, all the ATM machines. You can't get your cash Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And then Monday they'll try to hook us up with a smart card or a microchip, such as Revelation chapter 13, 6,
well,
7.
Well, let me say
this. Way to get around it.
Yeah, let me say what they're doing. Instead, they're already implementing the national ID card through the driver's license, so I think it's going to be the opposite of that. We're already going to have the smart card.
Yeah.
We're already going to be using it more and more through a national sales tax. Then they'll bring in the crisis and shift everything over to a totally digital system. Andre?
I agree with you wholeheartedly. I mean, you know, the New World Order is not anything that's going to be able to be identified by all of a sudden one day we say it's here. No, it's creeping on us gradually. We're in it now. And we have been for quite some time. You know, they are operating according to the creed of Fabian socialism, which is gradualism. Only the Bush administration now is accelerating many of these long sought after goals by globalists and the elites.
And that's because they're behind schedule, and Bush is just simply following his orders.
Absolutely. He is a speech maker and nothing more.
All right. Thank you for the call, Robert. When we start the third hour, we'll go to James, Art, Dean, and many others. Toll-free number to join us on air, 1-800-259-9231. Coming up, we'll explore 9/11 and, World War IV, as the Pentagon's calling it.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're talking to talk show host and also author of a book that's a bestseller now, Thieves in the Temple, America Under the Federal Reserve System, Andre Eglishan. And we're going to be taking your calls. Andre, before we go back to the calls, I wanted to talk about several separate issues. China and Russia are doing joint war games right now. An official Russian news agency says for drills to, quote, invade Taiwan. Bush says, hey, go ahead. Won't even invite Taiwan to his swearing-in ceremony. Every other country was invited. At the very same time, we have our government helping to arm all these different countries, like North Korea and Pakistan, but they want to invade the Middle East, saying that they're a threat. Your take on that?
Well, I can tell you this. It's impossible to understand the organization of our foreign policy in the 21st century without taking into account this meteoric rise of China. Their ascension to the World Trade Organization was called the biggest coming out party in the history of capitalism. As a matter of fact, Goldman Sachs has said that in 40 years, China's economy is going to overtake the economy of the United States. And in 10 years, they're going to be able to overtake the world's capacity to be able to produce base metals, food, even luxury goods. Right now, China's consuming about 40% of the world's cement, 31% of the coal, 25% of the aluminum, about 30% of the iron ore, 27% of all the steel produced in the world, and about 70% of the world's crude. Now, this is a problem because our corporations and these banks who seek to increase their fees on transnational mergers and acquisitions, as particularly as it pertains to China, you know, how can we continue to exploit the industrialization of China without committing suicide, because they're in direct competition with the West for these resources.
The average American isn't going to have money to buy anything from the Chinese.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, sooner or later, just like you pointed out, I mean, living on these credit cards, living on the equity in our homes, it's going to run out. And the Chinese banks, the Bank of China, has loaned money to every province there to try to assuage the nationalistic desire to have their own steel mill, their own car manufacturing plant, without any prudent guard for risk assessment. And they are overextended. We are looking at a global meltdown very, very shortly. So the American people had better take evasive maneuvers. We'd better position ourselves, because 2004 was an impactful year, but 2005 promises to be a very decisive year in world economics. We'd better position ourselves for the coming adjustments.
Meanwhile, we see a police state being set up here in America. Long before 9/11, they were erecting it. And the question is, if we've put up with all this tyranny up until now, and we haven't been violent against it, why is the government setting up the riot police, the emergency camps? What is it they've got planned that's so horrible that they know people are going to riot en masse?
One more event like 9/11 would be too much for this country to handle. Besides that, if you've read the report from Iron Mountain, which was issued back in the 1960s, you know that they have plans that have been long in place to deal with a population, a disaffected population during peacetime and during wartime. And one of the solutions, along with the reinstitution of slavery, which is would be in some form consistent with the modern political process, would be these mass internment camps, and mass incarcerations of people, suspension of the Constitution, suspension of the will of Congress and the American people. And all of this has been provided to the president because of the National Security Act of 1947.
And a month ago, Congress passed the Doomsday Bill, giving up their authority to the executive.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, you know, like I said, when we created the National Security Act in 1947, what began at that particular time were, as a civilian advisory committee to the president, has now become the command post for covert black operations to be backdoored out of the White House. And they're not even backdooring them anymore. They're doing it right in front of our faces.
Alberto Gonzalez has said the executive makes all the laws now and runs everything. Diametrically opposed to a free society. And they're behind the terrorism, giving you the crisis so they can offer you the solution. Total slavery. Your calls and more news straight ahead.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
We've all heard about the benefits of infrared light therapy, but never have we heard of anything as amazing as this. Diamedics, the leading authority on polychromatic infrared diode therapy in the U.S., now offers its patented Painex 2000 to the public. The Painex 2000 uses the same technology NASA uses aboard the space shuttle, and the same technology used by the Navy SEALs. Now it's available to you. The Painex 2000 is FDA cleared for joint aches and pains, increases circulation, and relaxes those achy muscles. Diamedics has literally written the book on polychromatic infrared diode therapy. Using 5 different wavelengths in the Painex 2000 has made it the most advanced infrared light therapy product on the market today. With over 12 different models to choose from, there's a Painex 2000 device for everyone. Visit Diamedics.com. That's Diomedics.com. Or get your free catalog today by calling toll-free 888-972-4699. Again, your free catalog, toll-free 888-972-4699.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We're talking to Andre Eglishan. We're taking your calls. The last segment, we talked about a global pandemic financial meltdown, which, again, we have the IMF and World Bank documents. They do this by design. We always knew this. With the Great Depression, which again most major economists admit was engineered now, back in the 1929 that went on for roughly 10 years. And it's all about consolidation. It's not free market. I use the term mercantilism. We talked about this yesterday, where a tiny elite, through government power, controls how the economy is set up, and they design it to create a larger serf or slave mass, while liquidating the middle class. Now, talking about the national draft, I have an article here from today from the Associated Press where they're talking about how the Army is having to change its assessments. What they'll do is every year they can't get their recruits in the Army, the Navy, even the Marine Corps. The only group that can get their recruits now is the Air Force because they don't see a lot of frontline combat. And so they get permission to then lower, before the numbers come out, and they do this publicly, lower the numbers, saying, okay, well, we just lowered our target then by 50%, so, oh, we got the recruits we needed. Now, the Pentagon told the White House they needed 400,000 to 500,000 troops to take Iraq and to hold Iraq. There's about 150,000 there right now. Only about 50,000 of those are actually combat troops. The place is falling apart. It's basically an open civil war. We passed months ago the 1,500 mark. They don't count you as a troop that died in theater, even if you died on the helicopter flying you out of the DMZ. So they're also cooking those numbers. And, Andre, they've got a bunch of bills introduced for a national draft. The Pentagon has said they need it. They've set up the draft boards again. The Selective Service had its funds doubled last year. They're running ads telling everybody to sign up, even women. I see them engineering the draft, but calling it national service after the next big terrorist attack. Andre?
Wholeheartedly. I mean, there's no way the United States can continue to advance its foreign policy goals without instituting a draft at some point. You know, this all goes back to the Roosevelt Doctrine when Roosevelt basically decided, you know, most people have forgotten, we were the number one exporter of oil during World War II. As a matter of fact, we sold Adolf Hitler most of his gas and oil. Roosevelt decided, look, we're going to run out of our oil first, so let's go ahead and find a surrogate oil-producing country and use them. So up comes the House of Saud. We create this alliance with them. Then the Eisenhower Doctrine comes along, which says that we're going to use military force in order to defend this. And that doctrine pretty much was fortified in the administration of Jimmy Carter when he said, let me make myself perfectly clear. Any outside force seeking to gain control of the Persian Gulf region will be regarded as an assault upon the United States of America, and such an assault will be repelled by any means necessary, including military force. So what you have here is all of the leading industrialized nations of the world are all jockeying in position for the resources, the oil particularly, in West Africa, in Central Asia, in South America.
It's the new colonialism.
Absolutely. I mean, we're pumping tons of money into the Colombian government in their fight against the leftist guerrillas. You have Chavez down in Venezuela saying that, look, the United States wants to kill me. And you've got all of these leading industrialized nations with implementing very deceptive diplomatic policies in these areas that are already highly destabilized. If a spark goes off around this powder keg, we're in World War III for real, okay? And then they're going to have to institute a draft because, I mean, you can't pull enough troops out of Europe and reallocate them to these various theaters to be able to carry out this campaign. And the Chinese have already said, I mean, the People's Liberation Army of China and their leader, Cao Liang, already said that there's going to be a war over these resources, and we intend to win it. Now, we have militarized China. They have put a lot of ordinances along the borders of Taiwan. The world right now, Alex, is a powder keg, and there's no way we're going to be able to continue to advance our foreign policy interests in the way in which they're being advanced under the Bush administration without creating a war.
China last week passed a resolution authorizing the invasion of Taiwan, and right now Russia's doing a war game drill with them to invade.
Absolutely, and you know the rationale that Europe and the Soviets have tried to sell to the American people and to people generally in the West is that, look, we have to sell these ordinances to China. They're mostly obsolete. The Clinton administration sold missiles over there, and in spite of the talk about lifting the arms embargo, that's a carrot that Europe is dangling before China's face to get them to have some momentum towards the euro and away from the dollar as a reserve currency, which is another strategic threat to America.
And if China does that, it all implodes.
Oh, it all implodes. The whole world's economy is done. And this is what Europe, and particularly Russia, with Putin's momentum towards the establishment of a Eurasian Economic Union, is trying to bring
about. Well, that's what they said. They said, we're going to create a Russian-Europe-based New World Order.
That's right.
And that's why the operation they're running right now is called Commonwealth 2005.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's get above this, though, and go to the next level of the pyramid, then we're going to calls.
Okay.
If you look at who owns Russia's six big oligarchs, it's come out. Lord Rothschild is the secret signatory and real owner of these six companies. That's BBC News. You look at who owns this country's stocks. It's predominantly British families. That's Forbes. And when you look at it, though, they act like there's this bipolar world between Russia, Europe, and the U.S., when in reality, though, it's the same group that Dr. Tanya Karnazhnaya, the chief economist in Russia, called the death set or the order of death. Now, she's not talking about skull and bones alone, folks. In my studies, when you really look at this, you find out it is a global, and Andre, I don't know where you stand on this, but this is what my new film covers. This is the truth. I can prove it conclusively. It is literally a group of Nazi devil worshippers, I'm serious, that control this thing and are ushering in what they call World War IV. They call World War the Cold War, World War III, that are ushering in this worldwide economic military cataclysm. Out of that, they say the people will beg for a world government.
You know, I can tell you this, that what we are under is a global socialist dictatorship, and it's being dictated by very powerful banking interests and very powerful corporate interests, no question about it. It's being dictated by the ruling class elite, and I'm calling it socialism because what else can you call it when, take for instance right here in our country, the mortgage industry and all of these other government security enterprises, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac. These countries have, these companies have the fiscal foundation of a house of cards, and they continue to facilitate these, they continue to broker these mortgages, and they know they don't have the fiscal base to do it, but they've got Big Brother there waiting in the wings to bail them out. Now, I submit to you that that's socialism. It's a transfer of wealth from the hands of the poor into these big brokerage houses that are running the mortgage industry amok. Now, they're doing this on a global scale, and it doesn't matter about your country. People must understand that these guys don't have a sense of nationalism, patriotism,
well, you
or
said
humanism.
Something. I mean, I think you had a subconscious slip, which is correct. You call these corporations countries. Of the 100 richest countries, what, 45 of them are corporations?
You got that right.
So these corporations are bigger than most governments. They pay off and control our governments. And so when the world says, oh, America is taking over, no, America has been captured, hijacked. You know, when a big ship starts running over other little boats, you don't blame the ship, you blame the captain.
You know something, Alex, if we can't see that, take for instance this Social Security thing, if we can't see that this is a pipeline to the benefactors of these politicians in Washington, D.C. to put money in their coffers.
They've already been stealing the money. Now they're just going to take all of it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. They want it all.
Let's go ahead and take some calls here. Up next, let's go ahead and talk to James in Delaware. James, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello. How are you?
Good.
Good. My question stems from an article I actually pulled off of Infowars.com dealing with Asia and Russia dumping sizable dollar amounts. Or dumping dollars in sizable chunks.
Yeah, they're going to the euro or the Arab dinar.
Yes. And China also calculating when to best dump the dollar for the yuan or unpeg it from the yuan.
Well, Japan has always been the bulwark, the chief owner of dollars. They're now starting to dump.
Now, what will this do to the American economy if the central banks switch over and diversify more?
They'll just print money even faster. We'll have even more inflation, and the news will tell you there's no inflation. Andre?
I agree with you wholeheartedly. I mean, the primary lump in fiscal regulation internationally is the U.S. housing market right now. And if China refuses to finance these huge deficits, and if they could refuse to continue to finance Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, we're going to see that lump absolutely leveled, unless the Federal Reserve begins to pump money into the money supply and hyperinflate the dollar. Alan Greenspan told the House Budget Committee that he didn't see any evidence whatsoever that the Chinese were even considering a movement towards the euro replacing the dollar as their currency reserve.
But they said they have, and they've already moved 7%.
Absolutely.
The value of the dollar, correct?
I don't know why he said that, but, I mean, you take a monkey and knock his brains out with a 26-ounce hammer, he should be able to see that. I mean, he talks about the yield curve conundrum, and he knows and he understands this relationship of the yield curve on the 10-year bond note to our housing markets, but he doesn't see any chance that China may attempt to, even for the sake of diversification, move out of the dollar.
But China, last time I checked, had already moved 7% into euros.
That's right.
Now, this will devalue the dollar.
They would destroy the dollar.
Sir, the dollar. Listen.
Would this be the catalyst involved?
Let me stop you. Hey, sir, I'm going to answer your question.
Sure.
The dollar has been devalued by 44% in the last 3 years against the euro. The euro was at 88 to 89 cents.
It was 81 cents for every dollar in November of 2001.
Yeah. Well, the point is that it's over 44%.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's already devalued.
Now, would this be the catalyst, when they actually switch the currency to diversify more, would this be a catalyst to the American people, a depression that would enable the government to force us into these concentration camps? Would that be the...
Well, they're not
going to
be called camps. I have the Times of London yesterday. They're called rest and relocation centers.
Yes, I've found...
And this is for your safety, sir. And you're going to have to work. I mean, you've got to work to feed everybody. If you're lazy, we can't put up with that. These aren't camps. These are rest and relocation centers, sir. Stay there. We'll talk about it on the other side. Quickly. Because I want to get to everybody else. Art and Dean and Ray and everybody else. Stay with us.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers were willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand, achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of the U.S. coins, and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I've been using Avacor now for 4 months, and it's a great product. They back everything with a money-back guarantee. It works.
My hair hasn't looked this good in over 15 years.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Even if hair loss runs in the family, Avacor can help you regrow your own natural hair. Call 1-800-548-5910. That's 1-800-548-5910. 5910. Call now for your free month supply. Call 1-800-548-5910. That's 1-800-548-5910.
On February 29, 1892, the United States of America's Supreme Court declared us a Christian nation. However, over recent years, for the last three decades, there's been a deliberate war on Christianity in America to wipe out our heritage from the minds of our people. The First Amendment to the Constitution guarantees us religious freedom, and yet it's under attack today. We would like to send you a one-year, absolutely free subscription to Newswatch magazine that gives you the background of what is happening in America. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Our operators are standing by for an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine.
Globalists, the social architects, the controllers, are very good at, after they create a crisis, they then suddenly will engage in a terror attack or blame it on some foreign enemy to take all of your anger and misdirect it. So, right after an economic crash or right before it, you'll have a huge terrorist attack. Then they'll pull out the stops, cause the implosion, and you'll all wave plastic flags made in China by slaves and march out and think that you're fighting Al-Qaeda. And it'll be work camps, work brigades, like the, you know, like what Franklin Delano Roosevelt did. But they'll have to be men with machine guns guarding the camp because there might be terrorists that plan to attack it. And then if you refuse to work at these big work camps, or if you're in debt and part of one of these debtor camps they're openly talking about, then, we're going to have to lock you up. And I've been to Marine Corps drills where they're drilling for American cities, putting people in camps. Newsmax found the documents a few years ago about 3 1-million-man camps in public bidding for these. I mean, this is going on. They're gearing up for it. The question is why. They've been gearing up for decades. And if we expose them, they may not be as confident and may not go ahead with this. Now, I want to go to all your calls. We got to hurry here. James, finish what you're saying in 15 seconds. Go ahead.
Yes, I see the next terrorist attack as, or a perceived terrorist attack, would be the dumping of the dollar by other countries, destroying our dollar, sold to the American people as a financial terror attack or an equivalent of a nuclear first strike.
Well, Bush says he wants a weak dollar. So, again, this is part of a larger global plan. Thanks for the call. Andre?
I agree with you. The Fed, I mean, the question is, why haven't we seen more sobriety? I mean, these low interest rates, the easy money and the loose credit, they're nothing but the fuel of asset bubbles. And we've gone from a production economy to a service economy to an economic environment of multiple asset bubbles. Now, the Fed is now beginning to swing the pendulum the other way, and there have been 11 rate hikes in the last 50 years. Only none of them have achieved the soft landing that they've been looking for.
And they tell us that NAFTA and GATT would be great. Now they're going to expand it with Free Trade Area of the Americas. You know, everything they say is great, folks. Has it been great?
I tell you, the first area we can look to be hit is probably going to be the financial sector. And then after that, you're going to see the junk bonds are going to get hit, real estate, the bubble's going to pop. I mean, we are headlong into an economic perfect storm.
Unbelievable. Let's go ahead and go to Art in Michigan. Art, you're on the air with our guest. Go ahead.
Yes. I'm holding Andre's book in my hand, and I have nothing. If I said thumbs up, that'd be a misstatement, because it's arms up with palms flat out towards the creator of heaven and earth. And I'm aware of McFadden's book of the 30s and Charles Lindbergh's of the infamous 1913 and A Creature from Jekyll Island, all of that. But I have to say this for Andre, that he hooks it up to where the real power and authority is, okay? He hooks it up scripturally. And let me just use this for a springboard. A few minutes ago, or I guess an hour and a half ago, but it's the best hour and a half I've ever hung onto a phone. But anyway, it was mentioned about the new speak or the so using old terms, and the devil speaks on him, sir, reveals himself. But I was surprised, Alex, you sort of missed this, as sharp and as quick and as whatever you are, that the spaceship Nebuchadnezzar was in the Matrix. You remember that, Neo, mm-hmm. and on there?
Mm-hmm.
Well, see, it's the old dualism, the match and merge. Now, there are people in this cause, or I say because there's money in it. And then there's people in it for the cause of righteousness. And I count Alex and Andre.
Well, for those that,
I count you both in that.
For those that just joined us, so it doesn't sound, you know, completely off the charts, you're talking about occult names in movies and culture, and all the names of the spacecraft in NASA are occultic. And I mean, is that what you're bringing up?
Amen. Hallelujah. You got it right on.
Okay. Yeah. Well, thank you for the call. I appreciate those fine comments. And for those that want to get the book, you can call 800-686-2237 to get a copy of it for $14.95. 800-686-2237. Or go to GCNlive.com and click on the Secure Shopping Cart, and you'll find Andre's book, Thieves in the Temple. America under the Federal Reserve System. Now, let's go to Dean in Wisconsin. Dean, go ahead.
Yeah, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Dean, I'm from Wisconsin. I haven't called you in a couple of years, my friend. Been a long time.
Well, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
I remember talking a couple of years ago when I first heard about you, but I just have four quick things. You know, the problem we have today, gentlemen, is that we love good, right? You love good, don't you, AJ and Andre? We're going to start hating evil. We need to start hating evil people. It's not being done. That's reality.
Well, I mean, if I just hated evil, I'd burn out. I fight because I love my family.
Exactly.
I think that's a greater power source.
There you go. And point number two, the thieves in the temple.
Well, just stay there. I'll let you finish up on the other side, Dean. Then we'll go to Tim and many others that are holding. 800-259-9231. PrisonPlanet.tv is the website. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bo.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bo.com.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Diabetics worldwide are experiencing tremendous success in lowering blood sugar and blood pressure. Attention diabetics and health-conscious Americans. Your body is starving for nutrients. And now there's an exciting new scientific breakthrough making inorganic vitamins and minerals obsolete. Food Matrix technology is breakthrough science, achieving dramatic results for thousands of people. 100% money-back guarantee. Food Matrix will help improve your health, especially diabetics. See the toxic conspiracy video at www.sugarbalance.org. Sugarbalance.org. The U.S. 9th District Court ruled that Food Matrix is better for maintaining vibrant health than our present inorganic vitamin and mineral supplements. The Nobel Prize-winning science of Food Matrix has created an organic formula providing you the vital nutrients you need. Diabetics worldwide are experiencing lower blood sugar and blood pressure, but it's not just for diabetics. Young and old can experience the power of organic Food Matrix supplements. 100% money-back guarantee. See the toxic conspiracy video at www.sugarbalance.org. Sugarbalance.org.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Folks, we've been loading phone lines since the start of the broadcast like we do each day, and I'm really going to give each caller about a minute, then Andre about 30 seconds to answer, because I want to try to cram a bunch of people in here at the end, the last 26 minutes, 26 and a half minutes. We've got left here, so have your questions and comments ready. Be quick, please, to be fair to others. Before we go back to Andre and to all of the callers that are patiently holding at 800-259-9231, you can call them when you hear somebody hang up. Before we do that, Again, I want to tell you, because we're getting some calls, what's that number? I missed it. Again, Andre Eglishon takes you on a captivating and electrifying journey through the evolution of America's experiments with privately owned central banks in his powerful new book, Thieves of the Temple, America Under the Federal Reserve System. This book brings us face to face with the fact that in 1913, America allowed a few greedy men to unconstitutionally privatize the issuance of our money credit and enact a usury-based monetary law, creating a system of perpetually exploiting debt, expanding debt, and ultimately destroying America's once proud economic sovereignty. And it goes into the IMF and World Bank today, how they operate. It's really an excellent book, and I hope that you'll get a copy of it at $14.95. You can call the toll-free number to get this book, 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. And you can get it by linking through on the web at gcnlive.com. Just click on the Secure Safe Shopping Cart at gcnlive.com. You can find Thieves in the Temple, America Under the Federal Reserve System at gcnlive.com or by calling 800-686-2237. And then last but not least, before we go back to Andre and a busload of calls, my most powerful film that's 100% documented is Martial Law 9/11 Rise of the Police State. You can instantly watch it by going to PrisonPlanet.tv and my other 11 films and dozens of other films, my book, Paul Watson's book, my weekly TV show, my best radio audio interviews, 15 cents a day, monthly and yearly subscriptions. You get 3 months free when you sign up for a year. Just try out a monthly subscription if you're online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Martial Law. Of course, hard copies are now shipping of it, are now shipping out. Martial Law covers the latest police state information. It covers who really carried out 9/11. It covers the occult elite that controls this worldwide banking system. And then the film ends, 2 hours, 35 minutes long, with Bush being sworn in and engaging in treason and violating his oath of office, because we show you for the last 10 minutes how he systematically is dismantling the Bill of Rights and Constitution for his masters. It is so important. The reviews have been just overwhelmingly 100% positive. If you want to write a negative one for it, go send one to the review section of PrisonPlanet.tv. We'll post it. But out of over 100 reviews we've gotten, we posted like 50 of them. We got to post the rest. Not one has been negative. So go to PrisonPlanet.tv to watch the new film, or call toll-free to get a hard copy of Martial Law or any of my films at 1-888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And the film is $25.95, three films in one. Again, 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704, or 888-253-3139, or order via the Safe Secure Shopping Carts at InfoWars.com. Going back to Andre. Andre, let's go straight back into the calls. Real fast, finish your points, Dean, in Wisconsin.
Yeah, I got two comments on a question yet. You know, the thieves in the temple, gentlemen, are the biggest ones, are the national evangelists who think Christians are Christian. Who think he's a Christian? Well, he's not.
Okay. People think Bush is a Christian. We'll comment on that next.
And the other thing is the draft. Well, he won't be drafting my son. He's 16. I got a daughter of 14 and a son 9. Sorry, folks, but I'm going to resist that. And my question is this. I'm out of work, people. 3.5 years without a job, trying to find some employment. I have no idea where my next bus is coming from, and I'm not a happy camper. I try to be a civil person, but, you know, beyond that, here's my question. Is it true, I talked to Butch, Paul, Alex, and Andre, you can comment on this, is it true that the Homeland Security now and also the Patriot One Act 1 and 2 are also being instigated under the, you know, into the hiring practices of companies?
Yes, it is. Thank you for the call. Andre, comments.
Well, he's absolutely right to be concerned about his employment situation because, as I was talking about earlier, our country, the country that we love, America, is going to undergo the self-same gangsterification that we see in the Caribbean right now. And in terms of the Christians being,
Christianity has been co-opted once before, many times before, in order to advance an imperialistic agenda.
The entire Bible, warns people about false prophets.
Absolutely.
Unbelievable. Now, he was bringing up the fact that, is it true that Homeland Security is going to control the hiring processes? Yes. Ridge has said it. They've all said it. Hundreds of private indexes run by convicted, you know, cocaine dealers. They put innocent people's names. Over now 400,000, I've been saying 350,000 innocent people in these databases, Andre?
Well, it could very well be. I mean, we saw it already with so many people being incarcerated after 9/11, having not been charged with a crime, denied the right to counsel. The Patriot Act is a grand compromise to our civil liberty in this country, and it should be something that our elected representatives should be squawking about.
But they said on record, and it's in this new national ID card bill, where you've got to be in good graces with them once they finally get it in place to have a job.
Pretty much. I mean, you know, Revelation, the 13th chapter, says it all. I mean, you won't be able to buy or sell unless you receive that mark. You know, I see that mark as a mindset. You look at the word mark in the dictionary, it means to characterize, as the 19th century was characterized by the Industrial Revolution. So if your mind can be characterized by someone who is indulging in the relentless pursuit of gain and indulgence, then you have that mark of the beast. Now, it may have a physical counterpart as well, but I think that the greater mark is a person whose conscience is marked by greed.
Well,
and
what is,
no matter what the cost.
What is? I agree. What is the Antichrist? He is the opposite of Christ in his actions, but his rhetoric is very close to what Christ says. He is a counterfeit. And so Christ says, do unto others as you have them do unto you. Christ says, love your neighbor as yourself, lay down your life. Today, these yuppies and people think, by only caring about themselves, by only, so what, it's all about me. They think that creates a climate where they're going to do well. And that works for a while, but then everybody becomes a parasite. And you talk about the gangsterification, that's the implosion.
You got that right. I mean, one of the principles of free market corporate liberalism in the world today is that people are naturally greedy, and that this is good for the economy, for the global economy. I beg to differ with them. You know, we talk about the free market as if it has no negative aspects to it, but it really, really does. I mean, when we say that the GDP, for instance, is the best measurement of progress, the GDP doesn't calculate into volunteerism and so forth.
It should be savings. It should be savings and personal wealth.
Absolutely. So, you know, the free market ideology has a lot of negative baggage right along with it. So as we endorse free market capitalism, we should be mindful of that.
That's because it's not really free market capitalism.
That's right.
Let's go ahead and take another call. Got to move quick here, folks. Let's talk to Tim in Ohio. Tim, go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex.
Hello.
Hello, Andre. I was hoping you could talk a bit, if it's come up on your radar, the Depository Trust Corporation in New York and its correlation to the Independent Treasury Act of 1921 and the Federal Reserve.
Yeah, explain to them what that institution does.
Well, the Treasury Department, basically, what they do is they actually print the money, and they actually issue the money. It is the depositing house for all government assets. It's where Social Security has gone. It's one general fund there that Congress has actually been extracting money from, wherein we think that there are a bunch of separate accounts that are set up for aid and development and Social Security and all the other things that the government is doing. It's all coming out of one general fund. This was a mistake. It's a counterpart. It's the sister organization to the Federal Reserve System.
Now, they're using all of these social organizations set up within the states also to siphon money from the
absolutely
states into that as well.
Well, let me add a point here, too. This is what all this federally controlled money with the policy set by the private banks does. They tell the states, arrest certain X number of men, whether they're innocent or guilty, and you get more funds.
Absolutely.
Now you don't even yell at your wife. You still get arrested. They say grab X number of children or you don't get your funds. Vaccinate certain number of children or you don't get your funds. They literally have bounties on getting us into prison, getting us into the psychiatric system. This is how they're engineering society.
And allowing our communities to deteriorate in order to get federal funds. You're absolutely right, Alex. I mean, the system is a self-cannibalizing system.
It's openly set up to dehumanize us and turn us into mindless animals.
Yes.
It is engineered that way. Thank you for the call, Tim. Who's up next here? Shane in Texas. Go ahead.
Yes, I just had a very brief question regarding the way that the World Bank is operated.
By the new guy who's going to be probably get the job, Mr. I guess your name's got to have Wolf in it. Yeah, go ahead.
I was just curious. I understand that the Federal Reserve is a private bank. Is that the same type of thing that the World Bank is, or is that a different type of organization?
Well, it is a private bank, the Federal Reserve is, and so is the World Bank. The World Bank and the IMF are funded by over 200 member nations, but the lion's share of the funding comes from the United States of America. And the self-same modus operandi by which the Fed operates, so does the World Bank IMF. That is, they create money out of nothing at all, get people addicted to it, and enslave you.
And then they back up that fiat currency by the military, and then they tell client countries, let these private corporations take control of your assets, or we won't give you more money.
That's it.
Totally criminal. Anything else?
No, that's it. Thank you very much.
Good call. Thank you. I appreciate it. Nathan in Tennessee. Nathan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Yes, sir.
It's always an honor to talk with you.
Thank you.
Real quick, I just have a comment about China. I took a welding class here at a local community college, and just to give you an idea of how much steel has increased in price because of China buying it all up,
mm-hmm.
We were buying 20-foot bars, and they were 2 inches wide and a quarter inch thick for $20 last year before April, I think, and the price went up to $36 in less than a month.
You're absolutely correct. I mean, there's a tremendous trade imbalance with China right now. We're $124 billion in a trade deficit with China. Imports from China
is up 35%. That's only China.
Absolutely. And steel, China's consuming 27% of the world's steel, including the steel that came out of the World Trade Center before forensic science had a chance to go over it and find out why did it collapse. But don't worry, we'll see a lot of that steel back here in this country in the form of imported cars from China in the very near future.
Yeah, they're now getting into cars.
Absolutely.
But quickly, just the what that had actually done locally on the local small business level, that increased prices so much in steel that, like, little businesses that weld together, like, trailers and stuff like that, it's actually put, like, all those small businesses out. Like, they can't afford to buy
steel. No, I hear you. I appreciate the call. And that's a big part of this. The globalists, openly with George Bush as the ambassador with Nixon, made the deal with the Chinese to use them with their slave labor to leverage out all the free market companies and corporations in the West, and then only select corporations are allowed to do the lion's share of business. They then use that as economic warfare to consolidate, and that's now the process we're seeing the end results of.
That's characteristic of any cartel. You're absolutely right.
And so really it's an oligopoly. But then if you look at the select corporations, they're all interlocking directorates. It's truly a monopoly.
Absolutely. I characterize it as a global hegemonic plutocracy operated by neoconservatives as the poodles in government to pull all this off.
Who are just a front minions will be discarded later with a counter-revolutionary false left-wing movement to be engineered after the collapse.
Absolutely.
All right, let's go ahead and talk to Russell in Florida. Russell, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Pleasure to talk to you both and an honor. Excellent show today, Andre and Alex. Andre, question for you, and I'd like Alex to comment as well. We know that there's going to be an economic turmoil ahead, and we know there's going to be probably financial disaster. What do you both recommend you invest in or how to protect your assets?
I'll just say this first. Get out of debt. Get a piece of property with a shack on it in the country. Have water filters, storable foods. Have information. Have friends. Have firearms. Get some gold. Get some silver. And basically have an escape route. Andre?
Well, you need to know where you are in the business cycle. Right now, the business cycle, I believe, in terms of securities, they're at the crest right now. And when commodities begin to outperform securities, you know that the business cycle is about ready to flip. So right now, energy is up 70%, base metals are up 30 to 40%, and that's where I would be. That's where I would put my money. Also, I would hedge further devaluation of the dollar by, you know, maybe acquiring some euros on the currency exchange market. These are all things that I would do. Ultimately, I would try to buy a little piece of land out in the country somewhere.
Yeah, Andre, I would say this. I mean, morally, I'm not going to invest in euros. I'm not going to invest in offense, which they call defense. I am not going to invest in the energy stocks. Call me stupid. I mean, I know I'd be making huge profits.
Absolutely. That was the question.
But I'm not going to do it.
And
well, no,
see, you're
understand.
A conscientious,
yeah.
You're a conscientious investor. You're an investor activist, and that's the level that everybody's going to have to get to. But ultimately, as you said, I mean, get yourself out of debt as quickly as possible.
Oh, I know. You were just, mechanically answering the question.
Absolutely.
I mean, you're right. I mean, invest in biometrics. I said that 5 years ago. Invest in evil, and you'll do quite nicely. Everything else won't do well. Who's up next? Mike in Arizona. Go ahead and hit me. Go ahead.
Good afternoon. I really enjoy this program. I was reading a book here. It's called The Zionist Connection by Dr. Alfred Lilienthal, and he's talking about the Arab oil embargo back in 72 and 73, and there was an article in Psychology Today, and then a little bit after that, then Secretary of Defense James Schlesinger went on one of these weekend talk shows, and he came out and admitted that we needed to avoid another Arab oil embargo to militarily take over the Middle East oil fields for security.
Well, that's
reasons.
All been the stated policy, but let me be clear about the whole Zionist thing. I mean, it's evil Arabs, it's evil Jews, it's evil Germans, it's evil Africans, it's evil people ruling over us. Andre?
I agree with you wholeheartedly. This is not a Jewish conspiracy. This is a money conspiracy, and it's being perpetrated by virtually every ethnic group, the elites in those groups, all over the world, but specifically the oil embargo. You know, we married the Saudis back in 1945 when Roosevelt decided to cut that deal with King Abdulaziz bin Saud. And since then, you know, they've reneged back in 1973. If you remember, there was a naval exercise in the Mediterranean. The United States and Soviet Union had our ships out there, and instead of backing America as they promised that they would do, they started cutting off oil shipments to the United States at a very strategically crucial time. So, you know, we have been engaging the Saudi royals, we've been engaging Vladimir Putin and every other despot on the face of the earth, but what has the American people gotten for it in exchange for these compromises in our foreign policy? Policy.
That's a key point. A lot of people think we're all part of this. We get something. We don't.
Hey, folks. Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Final segment, Andre Eglishan is our guest. He's written the book, Thieves in the Temple, America Under the Federal Reserve System. If we don't expose this publicly private organization manipulating our economy, creating a system of eternal debt to enslave us, then we're never going to stop the New World Order. And you need to get Thieves in the Temple, my friends, 800-686-2237, 1495. It's a thick book, very well written. It's a bestseller out there, 800-686-2237. Or go to gcnlive.com, click through the shopping cart, you can find it right there. And Andre's website is talktoandre.com. We're linked through to that at infowars.com as well. We can't take any more calls here at the end of the show because we're basically out of time. But, Andre, I always enjoy talking to folks. It's good to know there's so many people out there that are concerned and are upset. I have faith, as you said you do earlier, that we're going to make it out of this if we're aware of who the real terrorists are. And in closing, I'd like to get your take on what really happened on 9/11.
I think 9/11, first of all, was a tragedy of epic proportion. And I think that at the very least we can say that a fertile ground, a fertile breeding environment for the type of despotism to perpetrate these acts of terrorism against people all over the earth has been inadvertently created by our foreign policy. Let me say this. Never in the history of modern construction has a building ever collapsed from fire alone. We just had a towering inferno in Spain about a month ago.
100-foot white flames.
Absolutely, and the building didn't collapse. You should ask yourself, what happened to the wreckage of the Boeing 757 that was supposed to have hit the Pentagon? You know, why was it that NORAD, who knows exactly, even if a crow is flying in every square inch of airspace over this country, why did they lose the airplane that struck the Pentagon after it left Ohio, and it didn't show back up on their radar screens until it got to D.C., and
well,
they were looking for it.
They thought it was part of a drill.
They thought it was part of a drill or something. I mean, you know, come on, people. We need to wake up and start asking the federal government these types of serious
questions.
Andre,
ask yourself who stands to gain from 9/11. Why would Arabs do this, knowing it would bring down the wrath?
I don't think Arabs had the capability of pulling anything like this off.
Well,
I really don't.
My new film details what really happened on 9/11. We detail what happened to the buildings. We show how they carried out 9/11. And we definitively define how the operation was run.
Mm-hmm.
And that film is Martial Law. Andre, what do you see happening? Give us your forecast for the next few years.
In the next few years, we're going to see a further erosion of the dollar. We're going to see the trend that the euro has been on since November of 2001 continue. The dollar will continue to lose its value. You're going to see a lot of pressure put on governments by internal economic forces to opt out of the dollar as well as all other dollar-related assets. And I think we're going to see an economic collapse in America.
And basically, the globalists have used America to pump up the Ponzi scheme. We're going to be imploded, and out of it, Europe will become preeminent with the power axis with China and Russia.
People have to understand that there are really two Americas. There's us, the American people, and then there's a ruling class oligarchy that really don't care about us. And they're going to make their money, but they're going to destroy us in the process.
They're offshore.
Absolutely.
Amazing. Again, ladies and gentlemen, Thieves in the Temple, America Under the Federal Reserve System, 800-686-2237. Or you can also go to GCNLive.com and get the book right there. Andre, I want to have you back up again, and I really want to thank you for coming on the broadcast.
Thank you so much. Anytime, Alex. Thank you.
And I would just add here that I see people waking up everywhere, more and more Andres out there fighting the globalists, and we're better off for him. Take care.
And you're to be credited, and people like you for that.
Well, you too, my friend. God bless you. And all of you can be leaders in this fight against the globalist. I mean, going along with it only ensures they'll win. Fighting it gives us and our children a chance with God's help. So again, I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight central, on the shortwave at 3210 or on your local AM or FM station. And back on Monday, 11 to 2, with rebroadcasts throughout the weekend. Now get out there and take on the New World Order. God bless you all.